Welcome back to the Master Gardener Minute on KVGC Radio with Amador County Master Gardeners Sandy Hendricks and Betty Olson-Jones. What's our topic today, Sandy?
It's almost March and time for the tips and tasks. The March tip: watch for signs of powdery mildew on roses, grapes, and ornamentals, particularly on new leaves. A small outbreak can explode into a big problem very quickly. Powdery mildew hates water but loves new growth in warm weather. Sulfur and potassium bicarbonate sprays are both effective protecting young shoots. Garlic spray is naturally high in sulfur and is also a good alternative. But spraying will do nothing if it has already attacked your plant.
This month's garden tasks begin with: fertilize roses, annual flowers, and berries as spring growth begins to appear. If aphids are attracted to new growth, knock them off with a strong spray of water or insecticidal soap.
And pull weeds now. Don't let them get started. Start preparing vegetable beds, spade in compost, and other amendments. Prune and fertilize spring flowering shrubs after they have bloomed.
Feed your citrus trees, which are now in bloom and setting fruit. To prevent sunburn and borer problems on young trees, paint the exposed portion of the trunk with a dilution of 50-50 water and white latex interior paint.
And feed your roses with balanced fertilizer, such as 10-10-10. Prune and fertilize spring flowering shrubs and trees after they have bloomed. Try using well-composted manure. Spread 1 inch thick under the canopy to serve as a fertilizer and mulch. Cut back and fertilize perennial herbs to encourage new growth.
And now to plant and propagate in March. Seed and renovate the lawn if you have one. Check the irrigation system and make sure the sprinklers are aimed at the lawn and not the sidewalk.
In the vegetable garden, transplant lettuce and kohl family plants, such as cabbage, broccoli, collards, and kale. Seed chard and beets directly in the ground. Plant annuals such as pansies, violas, primroses, before it gets too hot. Also plant summer bulbs such as gladiolas, tubers, begonias, and dahlia tubers. And finally, shop for perennials. They can be transplanted as long as the weather remains. Cool.
It sounds like it's time to get out in the garden again, as long as the weather is good. If you've liked a copy of this or other Master Gardener Minutes, or you just have a gardening question, you can reach the Amador County Master Gardeners at 209-223-6838. We're usually in the office Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or email us at mgamador@ucanr.edu. Happy gardening!